VentureCast.
At Baker's, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice, or at the dog park, or wherever. Start your cart with the Baker's app and save from wherever today. Baker's, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show, featuring Jason Zook. In uncertain times, we must change our focus and priorities. This show will highlight social justice issues with the goal of expanding minds and increasing unity, love, and mutual respect for ourselves and our planet. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. Our show aspires to promote social spirituality, which simply means that by coming together, we can solve any of our problems, including the goal of bringing an end to all forms of hate, discrimination, bias, or oppression. We must protect our environment, reform our criminal justice system, and protect every citizen from police brutality. When we come together, it becomes possible to bridge the gaps that plague our society and divide us from within. We the people means everyone.
Hello and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show. This is Jason Zook. I'm so excited to have everybody here today for our free Psychic Friday readings. I have special guests, psychic medium Scarlett Peretta, joining us today. And I want to let the audience know that from now on Fridays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will continue to have a guest psychic with me. Next week, I have Kelly Jo coming on, Kelly Jo Monahan. I've done like 37 episodes with Kelly Jo. I'm sure the audience is pretty familiar with her, and I'm so excited to have her back. And then we're going to have Psychic Andy return the Friday afterwards. So at least through the month of July, I'm just experimenting with some programming idea changes. I'm so excited to have Scarlett on. I know you guys are going to love her. Let me just tell you a little background about Scarlett. She lives in Ontario, Canada, and I had the pleasure of meeting her last year when she came on my show as a guest. She's also an intuitive psychic medium, and basically, she's got a lot of talent, and sometimes you connect with people, and you don't know how that connection happens. It just does. And that's how I feel like Scarlett, when I met her from being a guest on my show, we had this unique connection. And she's got some great abilities. At first, as a child, she was afraid to share that she had these gifts, like most of us were frightened at some point. And then for many years, you know, from her fear, she started realizing she had to come to accept herself and accept her intuitive abilities. And that's where she's been. She's been going on her path ever since. The universe has been driving her that way. And now she helps others. And I'm so excited to have her on. Her website is www.scarlet-whispers.com, and I think scarlet-whispers.com. Let me introduce Scarlett to the show.
For having me, Jason.
Scarlett,
hi,
welcome
Jason.
To the show. I think we got. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, great, great. I'm very excited about having you join us today, and it's a blessing to have you on. I've had the pleasure of knowing you personally since we worked together last year on coming on the show and keeping in touch. And I think, you know, just being able to do this with you tonight is a really fun thing for me. And I appreciate you sharing your gifts with our audience.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. I'm very grateful to be working with you, and thank you for that incredible intro. My goodness, that I really truly feel special. And we did connect. I love it. It was like we've been best friends for like years. It was incredible, and I still love your energy. And Jason, I gotta tell you, that's the best intro. You know, to your radio show, where you are saying we must protect our environment. Like, that really resonates with me. That's a great intro. We really need to be protecting each other, our environment. You are so right. I love what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And it's a pleasure to have you working with me and doing everything we're about to do with our guests. I'm going to start our call. I thank you so much, by the way.
Thank you.
All right. So first caller right here is 813. Hi, 813. This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Can I have your name, please?
Yes. Christy.
Hi, Christy. Welcome to the show. What questions do you have for us?
Hi, Christy.
Hi. So I wanted to ask in regards to twin flames. Something just happened to me today, and I wanted to ask your opinion for something that could possibly happen in the future. There was someone that I was off and on with for 6 months, and, like, I felt, like, this huge connection that I've never felt before. But when I told the person that I started liking them, they kind of went completely away and just, like, disappeared. But I felt like they're, like, whatever he was saying, like, he was scared of, like, a commitment or scared to get too serious. Well, I'm walking around with my kids at Busch Gardens, and I just ran into him, like, 4 times. And this has been 6 months ago. And
wow,
I just wonder if there's any, if you see anything happening, like, you know, in the future, anything for us, like, reconnecting or, because the way he left it, I don't feel like I could ever reach out. But, like, I wondered if he would ever reach out to me.
Oh, my goodness. Twin flames. Jason, you don't relate to that at all. Jeez, we were giggling about twin flames just before we started the show, Christy. What a way to start. And let me just start by saying.
Synchronicity.
You know, honestly, right? And twin flames, like, you got to love them and you got to hate them. Like, I don't know what the heck happened in this realm with twin flames. And I don't know why there's always such, you know, such turmoil, and eventually things will settle, you know?
That's what I said.
Yeah,
same thing.
Kind of like,
settlement. I get the word settlement.
Me too.
And I get the word.
I feel like I let him, like, he go, like, he'll get close to me and then he would go away. Like when it was getting too serious, and then he would go away, and then he would come back, and then he would do it again, and then he would leave, and then he would come back. Like, it was always him coming back. And then as soon as I, like, mentioned, like, feelings, he completely, like, just removed me off of all social media, like, all disconnect. And I'm like, wow, that's really,
ran away.
Like, really weird.
I get ran away. That's what I'm saying. I get the word ran away. Fear of emotions, fear of commitment, fear of a real thing too soon is what the words I got.
Agreed. And also what I'm picking up too, Christy, and first of all, I'm really sorry that you're dealing with this, because this tug of war with your heart, I can't imagine how emotionally exhausting it is for you. I hear your spirit guides whispering to me, patience. The challenge that you're having and the reason why you're getting this kind of like this, like a magnet, sometimes it's pulled together and then it repels. The reason that's happening to you is you're holding a mirror to his heart. And so you're helping him heal in many ways. And sometimes he's going to, I don't want to say resent that, but sometimes he's going to, it's going to make him feel uncomfortable. And like Jason's saying, fear, you know, we don't like change, even if it's going to be positive. But Hang in there. A lot of patience on yours. Don't reach out to him. Don't reach out to him. Let the universe do its thing. Let him do his
definitely.
Thing.
And,
because
and the weirdest, the other thing about it is I'm with my kids, but he was actually with a girl. So I made it even kind of even more, like, you know, kind of weird. And I know he saw me. And so it seems like when he saw me, he was trying to, like, move away from her.
He's aware of the special dynamic that you both have. That's what I'm getting. Now he's aware of it. He understands it. He knows there's a special connection. There's no way that you'd have that synchronicity of running into each other without that kind of a connection. And that's what I think. It confirms that you are special to each other. You just got to figure out how you fit into each other's lives.
Yeah. I agree with Jason.
That's what I see.
I really do. Yeah.
So you said there's a possibility of him, like, returning, like, at some point in time?
On a different level. Yes. On a different level, though. Not coming at you with the same intensity he once had physically. Coming back to you with a certain level of remorse and some level of reflection and maturity on his part.
I have to agree with Jason.
It'll be a healing.
I was going to say emotional maturity.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I said, there's absolutely no way that I would reach out to him, like, with the way. I was like, I finally actually told him that I actually have feelings, and then it's like he just removed me off of everything. I'm like, that is the weirdest thing ever.
That sounds horrific. It sounds horrific, and my heart goes out to you for that. Yeah, without explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's it. Yeah, very unfair.
And then the next time I see him, he's with an actual girl.
I can't imagine what that felt like for you. That's pretty unnerving. And good for you for holding your composure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll say this. Things are improving for you, Christy. You have good things coming up ahead. So this might be a footnote at some point in the future, but I feel like you're going to run into each other and you're going to have a resolution of past issues and more comfort about things. And no, it's not you. It was this person that self-sabotaged.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get.
Christy, if I may, I'm not sure if this is related to him or not, but I hear your guides whispering to me that in about a month or so, you're going to be receiving a positive message with a positive outcome. And I'm not sure if it has to do with him or something else, but I am picking up positive message, positive outcome. And when can you expect that? In about a month or so. Don't count the days,
some
people.
Do you have any ideas if it regarding like a relationship, or could it be like a court situation?
You know what? I don't think it has to do with him. Like, I'm not picking up, like, they're pulling me in another direction.
I'm kind of talking to someone right now. I would hope that, and it's just recent, like it was just in the last 2 weeks, but like, it's weird. Cause
I feel good,
like,
about that connection.
I actually
though.
Connect with this person it's just weird. Cause I don't usually connect
Definitely.
With people that much. Like it's hard for me to connect.
And your twin flame shows their face. That's gotta be really
weird. Yeah. Right when I actually connect with someone else in the last, it's been 6 years and I've only connected with 3 people. And I finally see the person that I connected with the most right when I just started talking to a new person that I actually was like, wow, I actually feel another connection, which is hard. Like, I feel like it's hard these days to find that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, silly universe. You know, it's got a plan for us and it's always plotting to do us good. It just... It's not always convenient for us, you know, but do trust the process. I do see a conversation with you and your twin flame. And when can you expect
that? That's what I
see too. Probably in about 6 months or so, give or take. He's got a lot of growing up to do. And what's interesting is you're holding a mirror up to his heart, and he's also holding a mirror up to your heart. Like when you're seeing him with this girl, like you guys are both working on your vibration, if I can call it that. Like you're heightening your awareness, he's heightening his awareness, and eventually it will align. You just have to be patient, my dear.
Yeah. And that's another thing, is I'm way older than him. So, like, definitely one of those people that can be patient.
Yeah.
So that makes sense, because I'm the patient one. That's why I was always
doing that. I got abundance and blessings coming up for you. I got abundance and blessings coming in the picture for you, coming into the fall. So I feel like there's something coming beyond good news that she's picking up on for the next 30 days. And then more prosperity and abundance. You're going to be happier, regardless of running into this person today. It's definitely water that's stemming to give you guys the opportunity to talk. And I think you running into him today was his wake-up call to realize that you have a special connection to each other that can't be ignored.
Mm-hmm.
And he shouldn't have run away from it. And that's why it's going to take him a few months to come around.
Yeah,
so that's
that makes sense. And he always takes like 3 months to always come around before, so it makes sense.
Well,
thank you guys
so
much.
Keep
up posted,
and thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Christy.
Have a good night.
All the best. You too.
Thanks.
The twin flame thing sounds more common than people acknowledge. It sounds like there's a lot of those out there.
It is a common challenge. Like I said,
I've had a lot
realm,
of callers.
I don't know what.
I've had a lot of clients recently come to me with twin flame issues, and you always see the classic signature of the runner and the chaser, and then you see where you learn to go through the dark night of the soul, and then you go through that, and then it's like after that, there's a rising for both parties to the point where now they can reconcile or at least talk or something like that.
Right.
Communicate.
Yeah.
It's a whole process.
I don't think people sign up for it.
I think it's something that happens. It's like a car accident.
I know.
You just like react to it when it occurs. But there are benefits.
It's so true. It's painful. You know, it can feel painful.
For sure.
But when you do align, it's beautiful.
Which is the blessing.
Exactly.
Hi, 727. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jason.
Hello,
it's Jill from Florida. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Welcome to the show. Charlotte.
Hi, Jill. How
are
you doing?
I'm going to introduce you.
Good. I'm doing great. My question is, if you see anything coming up for me in August.
In August.
You want to go first, Charlotte? You want me to go first?
I'm pulling actually some cards. So whoever spirit speaks to you first, let's go for it. I'm going to pull a couple of cards here. It's kind of weird because I feel, you know, spirit all of a sudden showed me like a celebration. Does that make sense to you, Jill?
Yeah, it's my birthday in August.
Oh, there is that. How beautiful. Now let's see here. I would assume that you're looking for some more information other than just your birthday in August, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm seeing a bit of a transformation for you in August. And this transformation has to do with like normal life cycles and potentially around family. Also, what I'm hearing your guides whisper to me about is in August, it's going to become apparent that you're going to, in this transformation, you're going to start shifting what it is that you're wanting to do. Your soul is kind of like tugging on you saying, hey, listen, I really want to do this. I really want to do this. And you're kind of in this little bit of a battle with yourself that like it's a bit of a tug of war between the role that you think you should be doing because, you know, people have told us that we have to be a certain way, right? But in your situation, I'm feeling your soul calling you and moving you in a different direction, and you'll see this a little more apparent in August. And the other thing that they're saying to me is it's important for you to really stop and listen to your intuition because you're not. I hear like a lot of noise in your energy field. And so I think it's important for you to kind of ground yourself, still your thoughts, you know, calm your emotions, and really start paying close attention to the whispers of your heart and start following that. And that's what I'm thinking
okay.
of so far. Yeah, the transformation is going to be a very positive one. That's what I see. So celebration I keep hearing in August, and not just because it's your birthday.
Okay.
Awesome.
Does it have anything to do with my job, maybe?
Well, if you remember what Spirit said, you're going to have to start listening to what your soul is calling you to do, not what you're being told to do, like that role that you think you should be doing. This is something that you now feel compelled to do. They want you to work towards that. I don't see anything negative happening to you at work. I just feel that there's going to be a transformation within you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Jason, what are your thoughts?
I'm just writing. I like when you're doing this because I can write my own independent notes. But one of the things I got is transition phase. So I got you changing in confidence with yourself. Things are happening that are positive that give you the opportunity of feeling much more greater confidence and at ease about things. And in the future, there's like a renewal. So I got renewal vows, renewal coming up in the future for you too. There's something like that you're going to do in a very romantic location. And I feel like there's something else home improvement-wise you're going to be doing in next year that you're going to finance and do and be able to enjoy. There's something else you're going to do that. Real estate changes. So positive, though, like enhances and stuff.
Huh, okay.
And you might wind up going either on a road trip somewhere across country or something with nature or something. I just see you in a car and you're with your partner and you're in a car and you guys are like arguing about directions. And then I feel like you find the place you need to go to and you really have a good time. And you're going to be taking a lot of pictures.
Love it.
That's funny because I have no direction. Like, my husband is the one who, like, he can follow on map, but I can't. So that's really
hard. Yeah, you just got to be patient with each other, especially when you travel, because I feel like one of you loses their cool real easily. And so you got to focus on trying to keep the balance with that. But you have a good time.
Okay. Thank you both.
All right. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Great. That was awesome. Let's see.
I love it.
So we have 917. Hi, 917. Oh, welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Can I have your name and where you're calling from?
Sure. This is Bryn, presently in Encinitas, California, BRYN. How are you doing?
Okay,
Charlie?
Great. Welcome to the show, Vern. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So my question is, I think the past 2 days, it feels like I've had this kind of, I want to say, an energetic pause button kind of pressed on me lately. And I've been through these kind of things before, I got to say. So I think it's like a kind of, sort of an entree into a transitional time, probably, but I just want to get your take on that in some way.
Okay.
Go for it. I just wanted to see if I understood.
No.
You feel like you're on pause energetically?
Yeah, like there's a muffling or a quiet, quietening, or something like that, like a tone downing or something, toning down.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, Jason, you go first.
I was just going to say, one of the things I pick up sometimes is people's other abilities, and you have very strong intuitive abilities I pick up. And I feel like at one point in my life, I tried to quiet my abilities for about 10 years, meaning, oh, I'm a lawyer. I can't be a psychic. What if everyone around me figures out that I'm psychic because I work in conservative states like Mississippi and Alabama and Texas.
Right.
And that's where I worked at the time. So I couldn't lose those clients. I couldn't be public about it. So what happened was there were stages where I felt like they were dead and down, but then I'd get on a flight and fly somewhere and the lady next to me is grieving her daughter and her daughter's coming through telling her, keep the seascape. So I finally tell her that and it's a painting that her daughter made. So now I have a mediumship experience happening.
Yeah.
So my explanation to you is, you could try to deaden things down and try to block it or try to ignore it, but you're always going to have the universe throwing you balls, showing you, you know, curveballs to show you that your gifts are meant to help others and that you are going to grow in this gift. And that's what I'm picking up in terms of the message I get, is that you're growing in your gift. You have to learn to open yourself up to your gift so you don't get blocked from it, because that's really you subconsciously blocking yourself because you're trying to block it. And I tried that for many years myself. I remember. I know what that's like.
Okay.
To struggle with that, you get frustrated because you go to a grocery store and all of a sudden you'll start picking up super psychic things and you're like, why am I experiencing this? It's because you're bottling it up. You got to express it and use it to help people with it. That's my
advice. Okay. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Scott.
That's interesting. I'm gonna actually add to that because I happen to agree with you. I feel like you receive messages from the other side and there's some resistance. As you were chatting and you know, asking your question, my neck like just clicked. Like I felt such tension in my neck. Like there's resistance on your part. Like you're feeling stressed out, or I don't know if you're stressed out over this or just life in general. But I'm feeling all this tension in your neck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like
what
you've been
it
through
is.
A traumatic experience. And you were through bad relationship or something in the past. I feel like your energy shows me you suffered someone really toxic and you have to heal from that still. And I'm telling you, you're pretty much healed. But, I can feel that in your prior history.
Oh, interesting. I mean, this has been happening for the past 2 days. Before that, I was feeling very clear. And I can't think of anything that I did to precipitate this. You know, like, I don't want this, I don't want to feel this.
That's
what it feels like.
It's your acceptance of understanding your relationship with your abilities to the universe. The universe wants you to be active. That's what I get from it.
Yeah, agreed. And what you're going to find, too, is periodically, especially with the full moon that just passed, things are going to percolate so that it shows in front of your face. Yeah, you have no choice but to face it. and you're meeting it with resistance, it will find you. These abilities will find you. I've got a question for you. How do you connect with nature? Like, I keep seeing you walking on a path, like with trees.
Well, yeah, I feel very connected to nature and definitely with the animal kingdom. I'm
do you have a pet right now?
I had a pet. I had a cat named Simba.
I see you getting another pet. That's why I'm asking.
I thought that might happen. No, thank you. I've been in Encinitas because I'm doing some house sitting for a couple and taking care of two cats. But usually I'm from New York City, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I came here and I'm near the beach here, and then there's a path. There's a nature path here, so I'm here till like around the end of July. Yeah,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It's hard to get that in the city, though. Thank God for Central Park.
I see it being important for you, especially when your energy is not in alignment with who you are or where you want to be. I feel it's important that you've got to go and sit in nature. You know, hang out with the trees, take a nice, what I call forest bath, you know, so you're not walking through nature with the purpose of doing cardiovascular, you know, like you're taking a forest bath, you're soaking it in. I find that this is vital. The resistance is futile. It's going to find you this ability.
Well, I'm not I've been known about my abilities, and I can't think mm-hmm. of anything that I've consciously, you know, like I'm afraid of it or I don't want to deny it. I can't tell you what precipitated this. I didn't make a decision like 2 days ago to say, okay, yeah, I really don't want this. I want to feel this connection. I didn't do that, you know.
I understand. You know,
and
I relate to that. I relate to that. And Jason, I'm sure you do too. When our abilities really started to come in, there was,
there's things
you know,
that happen.
Those
things that happen are just so pronounced, you can't ignore it, right? Like, it just happens.
You can't ignore it.
Here's what I want to say.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Scott. Right. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Rune, I feel like the stuff you're going through right now, in about 3 months, you're not going to be going through this. You're going to have a burst of energy that releases, and it puts you in a good mindset, and you're going to feel almost like you're manic, like you're excited, and you have all this energy all of a sudden. Where if you repress it, it makes you tired and it kind of gets you disconnected and you feel it. And you can sense that. And especially with lunar phases, I always feel the moon in the month. And there is a release and a balancing act that the moon pulls every month for us. So I think that could have to do with what you're going through too right now. I forgot that the moon was changing. And you're describing the last 2 to 3 days. So that makes sense too. I'm not well-versed enough to talk about that, but I'm just telling you psychically what I pick up. But you're going to be in a much better place by the fall. You're going to feel more confident about yourself, and there are going to be changes in your life for the better that you're not going to be as stressed out about something that you've been worried about for the last few months. Something gets resolved. Mm-hmm. It's positive.
That's great. Yeah.
It is positive, and I'm just going to add to what Jason's saying just to support it. I really feel that you have an incredible ability to speak to animals, whether they're here in this realm or on the other side. And I believe that this is something, I believe that this is what is starting to come a little bit stronger. Just allow it. Like Jason said, it's going to come very naturally to you. By fall, you're going to feel very natural with this.
Have you been getting communication from your animal yet? I feel like you've had a dream or you're about to, so pay attention.
Yeah, well, I'm taking care of two cats here, so I've been talking to them and sometimes I feel like
it's a gift you have. Still, your animal communication.
Yeah. No.
Cool.
Well, actually, I go on there's a Facebook group I go on, and it's for animal communication. I did some of that in the past, and I got some good reactions. So I probably need to get back on that to practice more.
it's a good pursuit for you spiritually. It'll help you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank
you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel, Scarlett, let me ask your opinion on this before we take the next call. Every time I have a different person that comes in for a reading or who I read in front of through Zoom or call or whatever, I always gain some glimpse of wisdom from them. from when I pick up the stuff and I tell the person whatever they're, I pick up wisdom, and it's like the universe sometimes nourishes us as well. When we get to do readings, we get like endorphins, right? It's like you went and took a run somewhere and you're all excited. That's how I feel.
But it's so true. No, but it is. You're absolutely correct. I think it's almost like yeah. It's really interesting. I find the whole process fascinating.
All right, so we have 310 here.
All right.
Hi, 310. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook.
Hi.
Ask who's calling.
Hi, this is Vince. I'm calling Los Angeles, where I used to live. No, I'm calling from New York.
Okay, hi, Vince.
Hi, Vince.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your question for us?
So I've been down and depressed because I've been out of work for a couple weeks now. I've got no money coming in. Unemployment is holding up my unemployment pending investigation because I got wrongfully terminated from the last job. I was blamed for something I didn't do, and without even calling me into the office to explain myself, they just believed the other guy and said, you're done. Because I was on probation. So at this point, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm eating up on my savings. I've got car payment. I've got bills. And so I'm just wondering if there's a job coming real soon because I'm destitute. Now, I did have a job interview at a chemical company on Tuesday, and the night before I kept having recurring dreams that I got the job. And then yesterday I got a phone call from a recruiter from another chemical company that he's going to forward all my information to the hiring manager for a job interview. So I'm wondering what you see of that, or if there's anything coming from you like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I get a yes or I get a yes. It's getting better for you, put it that way. You're about to have employment. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel better about yourself. And trust me, the depression and all that, I get it. It's hard. And take it a day at a time. Mm-hmm. And if you need help, get help. But you're coming out of that. I don't see that being a long-term residual thing for you right now. I think you'll take better care of yourself, too. You'll feel your moods. You'll feel better about yourself. Confidence, mm-hmm. all this stuff that you've been dealing with is going to be in the past. I don't see it lingering. I think once you start working, you're going to, like, put that stuff behind you, and it's going to be something you walk away from. It's not something that follows you at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because once I start working, and I'm going to concentrate on losing weight because I 40 pounds more than what I should be right now. I used to be a bodybuilder, so yeah.
You're
putting a lot of pressure on yourself, Vince.
Yeah.
You need to be a little more gentle with yourself. You're putting a lot of pressure. You know, by labeling yourself, oh, I'm overweight. I'm depressed. And your soul guides are going, what the heck is he saying? Like, why is he doing this to himself? You know, it was interesting that, and it wasn't even, I wish we could make this stuff up, Jason. Both Jason and I said yes to your, like, at the same time. So we can't make that up, you know? So you know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Having said that, your soul guides are a little bit concerned about the energy, like that dust that you're carrying with you. Whatever happened with the previous job was not meant to make you feel bruised or bitter or even disheartened in life. It's to heighten your awareness. And the other thing I'm feeling too is not to trust others so much because I kind of feel like this guy, whoever the altercation was with, kind of took advantage and poked. And so you were, you know, like, I don't be so ready to be trusting with situations. This is to heighten your awareness. The other thing too is, take better care of yourself, mind, body, emotions, and soul. This is something that they're saying to you, not because you need to lose weight, not because you're labeling yourself depressed, but because you're a radiant soul. And I love what Jason said and really listen to his words because if you really feel like go get some help, but really you're okay and everything is going to be okay.
Okay.
I feel like, I feel like you're going to look back at this period of time and think about where you felt the way you did And then you're going to look at where you are, and your future self is going to look at you and say, wow, I made it through the tunnel. I'm on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not another train hitting me. Like, it's peace of mind. It's stability. You're going to have a stable period of your life coming up. That's what I get. The thing you've longed for the longest, you're finally going to have. So
Yeah. You're
going to get to enjoy this, you know? That's what I pick up. Stay optimistic, and you're going to enjoy the changes that come.
Okay.
Changes are coming, and
well,
they're
the
good
one,
all right?
Well, the one job that I had that I really loved that I thought was going to go full-time is last July, I got a job at a metal container company where they make cans, beverage cans. And I was hired as a temp. And then what happened was over the next 4 months, my boss kept telling me what a great job I'm doing. Everybody loves me. I work hard, blah, blah. And then one guy didn't like me, so he went to management and said, this guy walked into a machine without locking it out. So they, even after I said to the management, well, I will sign an affidavit and take a lie detector to prove my innocence, they still fired me. But a month ago, and actually next week, I'm going for a job fair at this company, and I met with the new HR manager, and I explained to him my situation. He said that I have to wait till November and I can come back and reapply. He'd have to check my record, but it sounds to him like I'm eligible for rehire. So I'm wondering if I hold off till November and I go back to this company, if they will rehire me.
I got you a new place. I got you a new beginning, new place.
Too.
I don't see you going back.
Me too.
I don't see you going back. You're
going
to make more money at the new place.
Okay.
You're not going to have the desire to go back. And they're not going to afford you.
Mm-hmm.
You're
going
to actually be in a better position.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
right.
I'm
As
also
I said,
picking up.
Beginning... Go ahead, Scott.
What's that?
Oh no.
No.
I just wanted to also even just I wanted to add also to what Jason was saying. You're gonna find that the next step that you make, like you think that the job you had was like your favorite job, you're about to really experience your favorite job. You're not gonna want to go back. Give yourself a fair chance. Yeah. Something.
Okay.
In about 2 weeks or so. So hang in there. Take care of you so that when it does happen, you're in the right place, you know, energetically for it, to accept it, to allow it.
Well, I did change a little bit of my health because I cut my meat intake by about 80%. Eating mostly plant-based stuff like plant-based stuff or what's the other one? So that's what I'm doing.
Good for you.
I think
so
it's going to be positive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see it going positively for you. I don't see you struggling with these changes that happen. They're going to be good changes, and you're going to appreciate them as they happen to you. You're not going to be struggling through them. So I would say that the things that are coming are going to be things you're really wanting to happen. Like, that's what I pick up.
Okay.
I'd be curious. Call us back. Keep me posted. Let us know.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Because I'm going to be doing this every Friday night now. We'll be doing this on Friday with guest psychic. I'd love to have you call back.
Yeah, so now I'm just wondering which chemical company I'm going to go with. So if I'm high,
well,
if
it's
I'm,
better to wonder
to
which
one
as compared to not knowing, right? I think you can have the confidence to know you're having a job come to you.
I don't know.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and you know what? And I don't know if the chemical company, I don't know if you know of them yet. Like, I'm still seeing a little bit of a question mark around there. So keep searching. Keep going out there looking for something new. Because
you're
going
to be introduced
to
somebody,
I'm not so sure.
Too.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that you've applied to them just yet.
I think you're
going to
meet
so
them.
So keep at it.
And you're going to be introduced
to
someone you know that's worked at a company you're familiar with, works there or has a connection there, and they're going to let you know about this other job.
Okay.
That you eventually get.
All right. Well, thank you
very
much.
Well, keep us posted. Yeah, thank
you.
Appreciate it.
And good luck. Good luck. All the best.
So cool. Okay.
I know.
That's cool.
I love it.
805. Hi, 805. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Oh, Jason. Hi, it's Donna from California, and hi, Scarlett.
Hi, Donna.
I put a real nice review on your page a while back. Just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
Good.
That's awesome.
I appreciate
That's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Yeah. What I wanted to say is I'm on housing. I've been on housing for quite a while, and I have my appointment in a, next Thursday, and I wanted to know if everything's going to be okay. I did win some money, but I put that on the paper that I won the money. You know, I'm disclosing it. Mm-hmm. You were allowed to make money last year, but do you see me passing
it's like
it
a
and
status
everything going
thing.
Okay?
Yeah, I don't see that being a problem. I see it as a status check-in kind of thing. They do like every few months or something. This is what this is like. It's a status status quo kind of checking status updates.
Yeah,
that's really
year,
it. I wouldn't be too alarmed by
it. Every year we have to show them every year we show them our bank accounts for 6 months and,
yeah, you're okay.
And stuff like that.
I don't see you struggling with that. You'll be all right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Excuse me. Pardon me. I said soda water. And then do you see a relationship coming in? I've really been working on myself. I swim every day for an hour. I walk on the beach. I meditate. I do chanting. And I would love to meet someone.
What do you think, Scarlett? I'll let you go first on that one.
You know, it's so funny because, Donna, I keep picking up, like, you're such a beautiful free spirit. And when I do these readings, I do some sketches, and they keep doing all these beautiful flowers around you. So mm-hmm. apart from the question that you have, I'll get to that in a second. I just wanted to compliment you on your energy. It's quite beautiful. As for meeting the right person, first of all, you got to get yourself out there in the right place is what spirit just they're kind of mm-hmm. calling you out on that. They're like, okay, we'd like to introduce you to someone, but you need to put yourself out there. So they'd like you to do a little bit more, of that. Like you're going out, but you've got to be also a little, you know, in the right areas to meet people, or to meet the right person. Do I see someone? I see you meeting a couple guys like in the fall.
Okay, that's.
Yeah, I don't know why they're showing me like the number three. So I don't know what the significance of three. If that's three guys. If three guys, then well, good for you, Donna. I do see something. Do I see something serious in the fall? Not yet. I do see something serious more towards the end of the winter, like February, March, as spring starts to turn around. I do see something a little more solid for you around that time. Jason, what do you see?
I love the way we're doing this because I get to write notes down while you talk, and I have my own independent reading at the same time while you're going. So this is fun. This is fun. These are the words I got for your energy. Ready, Don? I got personal period of healing from prior stuff, self-realization. So you've been triggered to go inwards and go through some personal stuff that you've gotten through, and you've gained a lot of personal growth because of that. And then I got the word new beginning. March is the three you were talking about of 2023. That you're going to wind up having potentially a very stable relationship coming in. And I'm being told to tell you that you're protected, that if you have something you want to buy that you've been on the fence, you need to buy it, because that's the word that came through. And then also just knowing your worth and knowing that what you have coming up is a really good period of stability for yourself. But definitely buy it, and you're protected. And, yeah, it looks good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Donna, how do you connect with daisies?
Oh, daisies. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I have a big painting in my kitchen of a daisy, and daisies are something that my Aunt Grace loved so much, and it just reminds me of her.
I was going to say, because there's a female on the other side who's just wanting to say hi. It's going to be difficult for me to figure out who she is in the short, you know, moment that we have to chat. But there's a beautiful soul, female, on the other side. She keeps showing me daisies, and she just wanted to say hi and give you a hug.
Oh, I'll have to talk to her more. That's my Aunt Grace. Yeah, I don't talk to her that much.
You can dream,
but,
you dream with her, too, she's saying. Just pay attention to the dreams, because she'll appear to guide you.
One more thing. There's a fellow, I have a friend in Hawaii, but she's in Finland right now, and she has a friend in Norway. He's American, Brian. He lost his wife about 6 months ago, and she wants me to meet him, maybe help take care of him in Hawaii or just be his friend or whatever. Do you see that happening?
I got a yes. I wrote down yes before you even finished that, because there's some camaraderie you'll have with each other. It'll be a different, unique kind of adult relationship, colleagues, friends, companion type friendship, but it'll be positive.
That's what I want.
That's what you have.
I'm also hearing the approach with caution.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't mean anything negative. It doesn't mean anything negative necessarily.
Add,
it just says approach
like,
with caution.
Yeah. He might be clingy at first, or there might be something you have to work through with him to get him past his own idiosyncrasies. There's something like that I feel like you have to deal with. But other than that, I think there's potential based on what I feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go slow is the advice between both of us. Go slow with it. Go slow with it.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I like that. I like what you just said, Jason. Go slow.
Thank you. It's the best advice in the world when you think about it. Any affairs of the heart, right? Mm-hmm. Companionship, like, it's good if you take your time and go slow so you're doing the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it would be a good decision. I feel like you'll be comfortable with it. In time, though. Be patient.
And maybe I'll hop over to Hawaii. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be.
I see you potentially traveling.
Jason and I will come with you if you need company. We'll go to Hawaii with you.
Yeah.
Donna, thank you so much for supporting us. Appreciate you.
I'll let you know when I can go over there.
Wonderful. I look forward to hearing that news.
All the
best.
Okay.
Thank you, both of you. Thanks. That's very rewarding. Very nice.
Yeah. What a
really
beautiful,
cool.
Beautiful soul. I really like her energy.
I know. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got another one here.
Mm-hmm.
651.
Okay.
Hi, 651. This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from? And if you can give us your name and question.
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota. And,
hi, Christy.
Hi.
Hi, Christiana.
Hello. I was wondering about if you see me conceiving like a baby, having a baby.
Oh, you cut out for a second. Oh, having a baby?
Yeah,
okay.
It broke out. Yeah.
Can you repeat
a baby.
Your question just to make sure we got it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to make sure
yeah,
you see what we think of about your ability to have a baby?
Well, I was wondering if I'll get pregnant this year and if it will be full term.
I feel like February of 2023 is when you're going to really give birth or have like whatever you're trying to do right now. That's between now and then it's going to happen. So there's things you're going to go through. I don't know what it is you're doing. It's just I see a process. You're doing certain things right now and then eventually it happens. So that's what I get. But I get between now and February. So that could be free will. I mean, if you try harder at it, it'll be sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm picking up a lot of tight energy around you. You're very worried. Is it going to happen? You're almost feeling, you're very harsh with yourself around this. You know, this topic. You're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. You've got to release yourself from those emotions. The answer is yes. Baby is coming. There is a soul floating around you. The baby is also waiting for the welcoming environment that it really wants to, you know, to blossom in. So, you know, stop thinking that, you know, oh, this isn't going to happen or there's something wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just this soul is just waiting for that right opportunity for it to settle. So, yeah, take it easy. Enjoy the process. I like what Jason said. Try harder. That's always fun. A little extra. You know, that couldn't hurt. That'll help with the tension, too, girl. You know, but do enjoy the process. There's so much pressure around this process. Like, it's almost becoming a chore, and that's not a way to welcome this soul. This soul is waiting for a welcoming environment. So take care of you.
Yeah, I get completeness.
You
feel complete when you're a parent. That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's coming up.
And you know what? Exactly. And Christiana, you're going to make a beautiful mom. You really are. So enjoy the process. Try a little harder. Wink, wink. Release yourself. Release yourself from the pressure and the the crappy self-talk that you've been doing. Like, I can hear what they're saying. I'm not going to put it, I'm not going to say it here. You know the self-talk that I'm talking about. Stop that right away. The soul is coming. The baby is coming. And I'm kind of leaning towards a feminine energy around this baby. I don't know about you, Jason. What are you picking up?
I learned years ago not to try to do the sex, for me at least. Every time I always guess it, it's either the wrong one or I'll come up with it and it's, I don't know. I try to stay away from that because I don't want to lead expectations on there. So I at least say there's going to be a child coming. But then there's always free will that can change that. Like I tried to tell a couple years ago that they were going to have a third child and they went and got a vasectomy and proved me wrong. So at the next party, they didn't have the three kids I predicted. So I learned from that. I was humble. But yeah, I think there's a really good opportunity for you to have two feelings.
Well, I don't see the sex of the baby. I see the energy of the baby. And because there are so many, I feel more of a feminine energy in this soul that's coming around you. But I like what Jason spoken like a true guy is taking the cautious way out. You're right though, Jason. You're right because there is free will, right? Like we're reading what is happening right now in the moment. Having said that, Christiana. Having said that, I predict lots of babies, and I know that yours is coming. That with certainty I can tell you. Now, if it is a girl, call it Scarlet. You can call it Scarlet. If it's a boy, you can call it Jason.
I was thinking it was going to be a girl, and I was going to name her Legacy.
Oh, Legacy.
Wow. I love that. That's a beautiful name.
It really is. Yeah.
I mean,
it really
does. Her first hand, every day you say your name, she's your legacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
very poetic.
Beautiful.
Just also notice, too, as we were talking, know your own resiliency in your spirit, because I've learned that lesson a lot. And the universe has showed me that. There's a lot of resiliency in your spirit that you will be able to pull from and get past any of these obstacles that you think in your mind you're going to be dealing with. I see success.
Okay.
All right.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that. And let us know when baby comes.
Okay.
Yeah, thank
you.
All right.
All the best, Christiana. Wow.
That's
so beautiful.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We have 216. This will be... Hi, 216. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Where are you calling from?
Hello.
And can you have your name,
Jason.
Please?
I'm from Ohio. My name is Sharon. How are both of you?
Good, Sharon. Welcome to
the show.
Hi,
Sharon. Thank you so much for doing well.
Happy. Oh, I know. My dog is begging for attention. Okay. My question this evening, I know. She's my baby. My team lead, they had a meeting today. They've had meetings all week. They're implementing changes at my job. I don't know how it's going to affect our team. But what do you see coming up for me, like, in the next 3 to 4 months at my job? How's that?
I got the word restructuring.
I really enjoyed it.
They're restructuring some type of inner structure of leadership, and they're looking at employing some type of new, I guess they have some new system they want to employ that helps with efficiency and client, or I guess your satisfaction as well as client satisfaction. I got like a triad approach. They're looking at all angles, trying to come up with something from above. It's going to take a while to work through, but I don't see anything you adjust to it. And then I think there's going to be growth coming in your life. So there's new beginnings, some reconnection with old friends. And I feel like you're going to have some leisure activities over the summer that you're going to enjoy. And I feel like by the fall, you'll feel more focused and at ease about things than you've been in a while. And I think in general, you're going to be gauging yourself towards the new year with hope and like a newbie. I get the word new beginning. So that's what I'm picking up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been kind of off balance of just the past couple of weeks. There's just one particular person that kind of gives me a hard time at work. I love my job. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's just one person. I know the past couple of weeks I've been like that. I just got to stop letting one person go on. Sorry. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, I see this person being influential. Is this person that's giving you a hard time, are they female?
Yes. She's the team lead.
I'm pick, Yeah, I'm picking up on that. Yeah, but you know what, though? Honestly, Sharon, there's a lot to learn from this person. And so take a step back. Instead of saying, like, oh, my gosh, she's giving me a hard time or whatever, by doing that, you put yourself in a bubble and you're missing the gift that the universe is attempting to give you. Jason said it, growth, you know, and it's interesting, Jason, because I wrote it down. It was my turn to have the opportunity to take the notes. Jason's talking about growth as, and I swear, I wish we could see each other, you know, I'm drawing an arrow up, like right beside your name, drawing an arrow up, and Jason then starts talking about growth. So there is growth coming your way, and allow that opportunity and remove that label of like this being a negative situation. You can learn a lot from this lady. She's going to be very influential in the strangest ways. So allow it.
I told her today, I respect your opinion. Mm-hmm. No, go on. It's not like I'm nasty. Okay, go on. Go on, sorry.
No. You know what? I'm not. I would never even dream of saying that you would be nasty. What I'm saying is, when we say, "Oh, I'm having a hard time with it," or we start to hinder our growth. We hinder ourselves energetically, and so your soul guides are saying, yeah, "Don't do that. Like, step back. Really pay close attention to her energy. What does it feel like? How does it come across? What is her intention when she's doing things? And you are going to, you're going to elevate yourself. Like, I don't want to say a promotion because that's during a restructure. That's a bit kind of crazy. But I do see you elevating yourself in this whole process of what's going to be happening. And Jason's bang on with the growth. Bang on.
Yeah, I'm just seeing changes for you, but they're good changes, and I feel like in the long run you're gonna be happy about everything. So that's what I'm picking up. I feel like you're gonna have some excitement, some new things coming up for yourself that you haven't had in a while, and it's gonna be refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much for calling in, Sharon. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you both.
Good luck. Good season. Luck with that.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. We have another caller here. Let's see.
Okay.
Hi, 972. Welcome to the show. Hi, this is Jason Zook.
Hello.
972. Yeah, hi. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, we can hear you. What's your name?
We can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Claudia. Can you hear me really?
Claudia, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Claudia.
Jason, the two wonderful, most wonderful seers I have ever met. I'm burning
as well
the
as
midnight
you.
Oil here.
as well
I'm
as you.
The midnight...
You're calling in from Rome
Claudia,
right now?
No,
I feel
no,
impressed.
So I know, Claudia, it's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, you guys are wonderful. It's just, you know, very soothing to hear you speak to everyone. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, what a wonderful job you guys are doing. It is fabulous, fabulous. And I'm burning the midnight oil, and I thought, let me give them a call.
Oh.
Claudia,
yeah,
we appreciate your support so much.
Oh, you have no idea.
So just for
and
the audience,
coming from you.
Claudia.
Oh.
Introduce yourself to our audience so they know. I'd love that if you can, and how they can find you.
Well, I'm a psychic medium, just like Scarlett and Jason.
Yes.
And
we love you.
How can you find me?
Mm-hmm.
Just look for me, Claudia Monticelli, and you'll find me everywhere, all social media.
You're amazing.
Guys.
You're amazing.
You are.
And I appreciate
are,
so
dear.
Much supporting us.
We,
thank
I
you.
I wish I
thank
had
you so much,
much Claudia.
I was trying to think of a question. What could I possibly ask them? But it's just wonderful to talk to you.
Likewise.
Okay. A big hug, you two, and we'll talk soon.
Oh, big
thank
hugs
you.
Back,
God
my
bless
dear.
You.
Oh, my goodness.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
Appreciate your support.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Hugs. Love her to pieces.
But Charlotte, are you okay with doing an extra few minutes? I didn't know what your time schedule was like, but we still have callers.
I'm good. No, I'm good. That was so nice to hear from her. She's just so lovely.
I know. Blessed having Claudia in my life and you in my life. All from PodMatch. I met amazing people. I feel like I need to make commercials for them in the future.
Seriously. Right, I'm in awe.
Try to get another caller in. I think we're running close on time after this caller because we've been on for a while. But hi, 631. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook.
Oh, hi, Jason. It's Christine from Holbrook, New York.
Hi, Christine. Welcome to the show. What's your question for us?
Thank you. Thank you for taking me.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. How are you?
Well, yourself?
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm so glad you guys took my call. I was hoping you could help me reboot my life a little bit. Back in 2017, I'll just start there because that's when I became ill and focused on myself and ended up retiring because I didn't know what my future was. Well, my future, in that respect, I feel is bright as far as I know, but yet I never got out of that funk and I'm still there. And this is it. I'm home all the time and I don't know how to get out of it.
I get baby steps. First thing I want to tell you is baby steps. And I'm going to tell you from one fellow, I consider myself somewhere of a hermit recently myself. And I think you got to just fight the anxiety about not going out versus staying in kind of thing. And and give yourself gentle moments. Like if you can't go, you don't go. But try to find a way where you can go where you're comfortable, you know? Like I went to the mall for the first time in a while and I enjoyed it. But I had to have my headphones on because I was by myself. And it just kind of gave me music, and that was kind of soothing for me. So when I walked through the mall, I didn't feel awkward walking alone because I had my music, you know? Or you could find ways to call somebody. Just be gentle to yourself. Like, really feel how you're feeling. Some days you'll be more up to it and be able to do it than others. But you're going to get back into the flow of things. And I'm going to say in the long run, you're going to find next year is a very good, productive time frame for you in your life. You're going to be happy about things. So.
Oh, good. Good.
I actually want to add to what Jason's saying. First of all, I do agree with what he's saying. And secondly, your soul guides keep whispering to me, Mother Gaia. And to me, that's my symbol that, number one, your soul guides are giving you a great big hug because you have been through something very challenging. And the intention for you to go through this challenging thing was to make you more of a wise sage, to have more of a wise compassion. You're meant to help others. And so they kept whispering, you know, for you to do some, you know, volunteer work with people who went through something similar because you're very inspiring, Christine. And I feel that inspiring energy from you. Now you've been a little bit pensive and withdrawn and that's understandable considering what you've been through. Having said that, the whole experience of what you've been through is to move you forward to inspire others. So your soul guides are wanting you to quote unquote teach. Now that doesn't mean that you have to become a teacher. It just means that they're wanting you to take what you've learned and help inspire others with it. So some volunteer work is what I'm hearing.
Okay. Yeah, because that's really what I want to do. I guess getting out of the house is the first step. Like you said, the baby step. So.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if you deal with anxiety, it's good to be open about it because that's how you like end the stigma to it, you know? I realized I had anxiety during the pandemic when I freaked out and there were 4 rolls of toilet paper left during the height of when we were all hoarding toilet paper and whatever. And I looked at myself like, what am I doing? I'm having an anxious moment. Why? It was irrational. Right. I started laughing afterwards. But that anxiety can plague anybody. It doesn't matter who you are in society, what status, where you are, or whatever. But the best thing I'd say is take baby steps. You know, if you need to see a medical health professional or a mental health professional, find one. Get counseling. I always tell people, it's like a broken arm. You put a cast on a broken arm. Why would, if you deal with anxiety or any type of depression issue, not take care of it? Because it's meant to be handled and taken care of.
Thank you for that. Thank you. I do want to get to the point where I want to volunteer, but yet I do need that mental help to get out of here.
And do what you've got to do to make yourself feel comfortable. Also remember this, your soul guides have put you here and they're going to take care of you as well. So as you move forward, okay. As you take the baby steps, you're not alone. They're with you.
Okay.
Okay. And they're with you every step of the way. If they've put you here in this position, it means that they're going to be there to support you as well.
Okay.
So one little step at a time.
Okay. Am I making any mistakes along the way that's keeping me in this house?
No. No.
No.
You're just
okay.
You just got to take the steps out the door. I know it sounds
okay.
Simplistic,
yeah.
But it's kind of like you got to take
yeah.
the steps in the direction of doing it, I think, and
yeah.
to be gentle on yourself, like I said. And if it's something that you're having a hard time with, you can get a mental health professional to help you. You know, that you're not meant
mm-hmm.
to struggle like that.
Mm-hmm.
You should be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be okay.
I'll do that. I made the call and didn't follow up, so I'll follow through.
Follow up.
The
universe wants you to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah, I just feel like
you're very welcome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Don't underestimate.
Keep us posted.
You know what?
Okay.
Exactly. And don't underestimate your value. You are an inspiring soul.
Thank you for that. Thank you because that does go across my mind that I'm here wasting my life.
No way. No way. You got big things coming up. You're going to empower people. I see you doing some
mm-hmm.
very important things that you're going to find and enjoy.
Oh, good. Oh,
it's going to be good.
That's
going to be good.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure.
You're a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
Cool.
Take good care,
Thank
Christine.
You. Keep
Thank
us posted.
You so much.
Keep us posted.
I will.
Call
I
again.
Will.
Let us know.
I will.
All right.
Thank you so
Christine.
Much. I will be
Have
in touch.
Day.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
I think we're going to call it at this point. I want to thank
how
you so
sweet.
Much. How,
Are
how
you
much
kidding?
Was
it's
it,
my pleasure.
I mean, and meaningful, like, on a deep level, right? It's like this meaning that, you can't just have that experience with just anybody. Like, for us reading for people,
no.
for us it's so meaningful as it is to the people who call in, like, everyone who
it
shared
is,
their
you know
information. And
Exactly. My heart is full of gratitude. And what great people that we had an opportunity to speak to. Like, my heart is so full of gratitude. Great, great, great people. It was so much
I
fun. It was great to work
you
with
sharing.
You.
I would love to have you come on once a month. I'm trying to put that in place right now. With one Friday a month, have
I
you come on
that.
And my friend Kelly Joe. And then I'm going to have Andy. And
that.
I just need one more, I think. I need one more psychic. So if anyone in the audience knows me and wants to refer a psychic to us that we could do readings like this with for 1 hour a month, let me know on Fridays. Open appeal to the audience. But, yeah, this is great, Scarlett. this is like, how do I phrase it? You know when you find your meaning and purpose? Like, well,
mm-hmm.
if I wasn't doing this right now, I'd probably be flipping through the channels on the couch or I would have gone for a walk.
I know.
So this to me is so much more meaningful with purpose
Agreed.
That we get to work with our audience members directly.
Agreed. And I love working with you, Jason. I say
Same
that
here.
Well,
we'll start doing it.
I look forward
we'll
to it.
It.
I really
and
do.
Well, we'll talk afterwards, and I will set up the next schedule. It'll be great.
And thank you kindly for the invite. I really appreciate you. Thank you for the invite. It's been a delight to spend time with you and your audience. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you, and it's really appreciated. I really enjoyed having you today. We'll definitely do this as often as you'd like, once a month at least, you know.
Oh, I'll do it.
You know,
I'll be there.
I love taking my show and growing it. In different directions and experimenting with different things for the show. And this is a good idea. I actually had a premonition about this a long time ago that I would do weekly Friday night shows with three or four guest psychics that I'm very close with and I work close with.
Wow.
So
interesting.
Here we
and
go.
Here you are. And
here we
you
go.
Are. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. But thank you, Scott. I'm just going to do the outro and then like I do my normal shows and then we'll just shut down. But let's touch base. I'd love to have you back on next month on the first Friday.
I would love to.
Okay.
Count me in.
Oh, Scarlett, wait, you know what? Let our audience know how they can find you. Point. I wanted to make sure. Share your information with our audience.
You know what? Thank you. I appreciate that. Social media is the best. I'm on Instagram at Scarlett Soul Cafe. And I'm also on Facebook at Scarlett Soul Cafe. And it's Scarlett with one T because sometimes people get cute. They get confused with the two T's, but I'm that one T. Yeah, you know what? Show me some love on Instagram. Show me some love on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you guys. And if I can be of support in any way, send me a message. I'd be glad. I'd be glad to be there for you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I really enjoyed
Thank
having
you,
you on.
Jeff.
I can't wait to have you on again.
Likewise.
We'll make this a monthly thing.
I look forward to it.
All right.
I look forward
Thank
to
you.
It. Thank
right.
you.
Thanks, Scarlett. I just want to thank Scarlett for coming on the show today, and there are amazing things happening. This has been one of the most pleasurable days of my life, I should say. I've been making some big decisions, like selling my place that I've lived at for many years to get a bigger place and have my mom near me, and everything's coming together. And it's just pleasure to have these things happen in my personal life while my professional life is also about to make some changes. We're about to release Psychic Visions sometime. I'm trying to push for next month, so we'll see that, you know, how that works. But there's a lot of good things happening right now. And for the first time in a very long time, I haven't felt so happy in just so many levels. So if anyone in the audience is struggling through something, and trust me, I've been the king of struggling through something for the last few years, just know it gets better. And just know and appreciate everything in your life, because there's so many good things about to happen that I feel the energy for so many of us. Just keep that in mind, because going forward, we have a new beginning. Like, we have a tabula rasa. That's my feeling I feel. Even with the craziness of our society going on right now, I still feel very confident, very optimistic that there's good stuff ahead for all of us. So keep that in mind. Thank you so much for supporting the show. We'll be back on next Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. And I'm going to have Kelly Jo Monahan on with me, as a lot of you know. And then the week after that, we have Psychic Andy coming on. And then the Friday after that, Scarlett will be next. So I'm excited, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you for supporting us. Stay positive, because when you're positive, anything's possible.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Psychic Radio Show. Don't forget to join us for another episode next time. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can also check us out on Facebook, and don't forget to visit the Social Psychic YouTube channel. Until next time, it's a big world out there. Keep an open mind, embrace your paradigms, and know that the universe is always yours to explore. Are you looking for that perfect gift to express your appreciation for your loved one or bestie? Well, look no further. Royal Susie offers one-of-a-kind designs with genuine high-quality crystals, stones, and the most precious of metals that are guaranteed to satisfy the urges of your inner king or queen. Each piece is handcrafted with love and is sure to inspire and captivate all. Indulge yourself by visiting Royal Susie's website at www.royalsusie.com for splendid items like agate bookends, impressively crystal-studded bottle stoppers, and beautifully handcrafted nightlights that will charm every room in your home. Royal Susie's featured collections will truly delight your guests and always make them feel welcome. Any questions? Contact Royal Susie directly by email at royalsusiedesigns@yahoo.com.
With the Baker's Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices for the win. Earn fuel points on every purchase and save up to $1 a gallon at the pump. The Baker's Plus card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at bakersplus.com and start saving. Baker's. Fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with your card. Baker's. Fresh for everyone.
Are you a fan of classic cinema or a young person who wants to discover the best films of all time? Do these legendary movies still hold up?
On the Generation Film Podcast, two guys who grew up when movies dominated the culture share a great film with a panel of young movie lovers and see how it plays for today's generation.
We discuss changes in storytelling styles, representation,
the making of each film, its initial reception, and how its meaning has changed over the years.
Join us as we explore cinema classics across generations on Generation Film.
Electric acid. Miles, are you ready to record our promo for season 2 of the Wanna Bet podcast?
David, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Miles, we're not here to quote lines from Airplane. We're here to tell people that season 2 starts August 18th.
But I like Airplane.
I know you do, but Wanna Bet is a sports betting podcast. Each week we bet $1,000 on the NFL teams and games that we love.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. And last year you picked over 60% of your games correctly.
How'd you do?
We're not talking about that. We are telling people that they can find us every Friday. So no more movie quotes.
Roger, roger.
Electric Acid. Electric Acid.